not an option. How's everybody doing? I know it's been a while. It's been about 3 months since we've done a podcast. 3-4 months, because this is October now. Last time, I think we did one in like July or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Or June, maybe. Yeah, June. I think it was June the last time. Yeah, June. Yep.
Okay.
June. And we did, you know what? This is my fault. We did do a couple. I just never posted them. You know, we start with a couple of critics and we start with a lot of other stuff as well.
So,
you know, we wanted to make sure that branding and things we were doing were straight. So, you know, sometimes things get put on the back burner, but we are back. We're back once again, after being back the last time. We're back again. You know, if you don't know, this is Divorce Not an Option. Me and my wife, we've been married for a bit the other 21 years. We've been married for 18 years.
So October 9th was our 21 years of togetherness. So yay.
Mm-hmm. And then next month would be 18 years of marriage. We are both certified life coaches. We are both very, we've been through all the ups and downs of relationships, you know, and one of the things that really has prompted us to do this is because we see a lot of these people talking about relationships, talking about, you know, what it is for good relationships, and half of the people are single. They've had failed marriages and relationships, and they're giving advice on what it is to be into a good relationship. And, you know, we sit there and we laugh about it because, you know, not saying that you can't tell people what you went through, your experiences and how, you know, you could have been better or things could have been better. But when you're telling people what it is to be successful and you haven't done it yet, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's a problem. Yeah. So we purposely said we're going to, you know, become life coaches and relationship life coaches. And we're going to start giving some real advice from a couple that's actually together, that's actually been up the ups and downs and doing what we and really surviving and making it work.
Yes. And we wanted to kind of, you know, tell everyone and kind of, you know, give our perspective from a couple that's actually doing it together, not a couple or an individual who's you know, who's uncoupled.
Yeah. And we're going to take a different approach with this. Like, you know, this is a relaunching of the podcast, but we're going to definitely incorporate video. We're going to be talking about topics that are current within the media at the time, you know, because before we were just talking about general things, but I think we need to, you know, we decided that we're going to tackle things that are relevant to what's going on right now. Today's podcast, what we're going to talk about is this whole 50-50 thing. Now, if you don't know what that is, the term got popular probably last year. This guy Yada, that's another topic, but he was going around and then he went viral for saying that no man should go 50-50 with his woman. And since then, it's been a debate that has gone from 50-50 to a man needs to pay all the bills and the first date needs to be I mean, it just has spiraled and it's become, it has been embedded into our culture now. It's a hot topic of 50-50. So what it is that he and a lot of other people as well say that relationships, a man should never go 50-50 with his woman. A man should pay all the bills. It's gotten extreme to the point where they're saying that as soon as a man meets a woman, he should be paying her bills. You know, and the narrative is continuing, particularly in the Black community. So what is it, you know, I'll start with you, my love. You know, what is your opinion, you know, of that whole 50-50 idea in relation for relationships?
Yeah. So to me, the whole 50-50 ideal is, you know, it's ludicrous. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And the reason I say that, and I know a lot of women may come for me for saying that, but it doesn't make absolutely any sense. And the reason is because if you are in a relationship, right, why should all the burden be on one person, regardless if you think that he is a man, that his role is supposed to provide 100% of the time and all of that, you know, nonsense. You know, that was back in the day. You know, that was way, way back in the day in the, you know, 50s and 60s, or, you know, when the guy, you know, was going out working, the wife was a stay-at-home wife taking care of the kids and the house and everything. And that's not reality today, right? Today, you know, you need dual income. You cannot have one income today because you're just not going to be able to survive. And so if a guy, let's say, in, you know, medium income, just going to say maybe 50,000, I don't know, right? Medium income. And so how is this man supposed to pay for, you know, sky high rent, groceries, electricity, and if you have kids, I don't know, childcare maybe, or, you know, or car payments, insurance. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And how do you expect that person, the one person, to pay 100% of everything? And what are you doing with your money? You know, I mean, are you working? I mean, I don't understand. What is this whole 50-50 ideology?
Well, you know, to piggyback on what you said, you know, I don't get it either. You know, in today's society, the average person is making, I think, $32,000 a year to $50,000, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly in the Black community, right? Mm-hmm. And they expect, the expectation is that a person is supposed to pay the rent, mm-hmm, and everything. And then the woman, if she is working, mm-hmm, her money's her money, my money's her money, which is ridiculous in today's, in our culture. Because if you look at other cultures, if you go to that local Italian restaurant, that local Asian restaurant, mm-hmm, Mexican restaurant, and families are owning it, you don't see just the man working.
Yeah, you see the whole family.
Grandma, the grandpa, wife. The wife, the kids, everybody's working to build together. Yeah. We talk about wealth building in the Black community, and that is the quickest way not to build wealth, because if the man is working and he's spending all his money on the bills, you taking your money and doing whatever you want with, mm-hmm, it, what are you building together? Right. And I think these ideas within the Black community keep us where we're at, because other cultures are thriving. Other, mm-hmm, cultures are building generational wealth. Mm-hmm. Other cultures are doing what they have to do for the family. Yes. We're sitting here worrying about 50-50. And now, to me, I get, you know, in our situation, you know what I'm saying? I pay all the majority of the bills. Mm-hmm. I pay, you know, the mortgage. I pay, you know, saying the light. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I pay, you know, the majority of the bills, mm-hmm, right? So, and it's not because I'm like, oh, I'm the man. No, it has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's because my wife's money goes towards the other things, like, you know, my daughter's dance and, you know, maybe groceries,
all
and,
our vacations.
And vacations and things like that, or savings and, mm-hmm, things like that. So the thing is that, you know, it's not 50-50, but we utilize our money for the family.
Yep.
And I think when you emphasize the 50-50 idea, you know what I'm saying? Now, do I believe a man should be a caretaker of his family? I do, 100%. But we also have to understand, too, the expectation can't be a financial base of your relationship, mm-hmm, meaning that there are times where your man may be making income to handle all that. But then what happens if he gets laid off? Mm-hmm. Or what happens if go through some financial thing. I saw this video of this woman that was saying that, you know, her husband was paying all the bills and he lost his job, mm-hmm, and he had 30 days to. And then when the bills came, she was like, oh, it's been 30 days. Why you didn't get a job? He's like, because, you know, it's harder. I'm trying to get a job. And then she left him, mm-hmm, because he couldn't pay the bills no more.
Right.
And it's only, and see, the thing is, unfortunately, in the media, it's only Black women with this narrative of, he got to pay everything. I don't do nothing. And it's really bad for our culture, because we don't have the mentality anymore of us working together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what is the goal of the relationship? I think what people don't do is understand, what is the goal of your relationship? Where are you going? What are you building? What is the ideal life you want together? But people go into relationships especially women, black women, unfortunately, are like, he needs to take care of me. And that's it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's not the, you know, the mentality to have, because again, you're already dooming your relationship. Your relationship's already doomed. It's not going to work, because if you go in it with the mindset of, you know, this man is supposed to take care of me and, you know, and spend all of his money on all the bills and me and et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, are you really, you know, with him because you love him, or are you just with him because of what he can do for you? You know? And so I just don't understand that, because in that lady's point, you know, if her husband lost his job and you know, he has 30 days or whatever it is to find another one, and he doesn't, and you end up leaving him, was that even love? Right? That's not love at all. That just, you know, I'm just with you because you can support my lifestyle or support me for now. But, you know, there's crazy things happening every single day. I mean, there's diseases, you know, there's, you know, people can catch a disease and unable to work for a period of time. Then what are you going to do? You're just going to lose everything because you don't want to work, because, or you, your money is your money, and just leave that man high and dry. So again, there's no love that was, you know, part of that relationship.
Yeah. And I think it's really,
true love.
And I think, unfortunately, it's probably, I don't think it's the majority of the women that feel that way. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the women that are portrayed in the media that makes our culture look bad. And I think because it's popular, it gets mm-hmm. clicks. That's what the algorithms and stuff really promote and push. That's what these influencers will talk about mm-hmm. and push and talk about for controversy, for clicks.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is that it makes the culture all overall look bad, because mm-hmm. the majority, when I look at all these shows, these red pill shows, conversation, you know, whatever show, and you know, Fresh and Fit, all these stuff, all these shows that are popular, all these podcasts that are popular, they always have on these type of women that reflect that mentality. Mm-hmm. They never have on women, real women, college educated women that come on and really will speak about the reality of relationship. They mm-hmm. always have the Miami chick, the chicks in the clothes, the chicks that got the BBLs, the chicks that have OnlyFans and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And they try to sit down with them, and these women talk about this mentality they have for, oh, I'm not going 50-50, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But and they do it for clicks while trying to school them. But at the end of the day, these are not the type of women that are going to listen and say, oh, because I was on your podcast, mm-hmm. I changed your mind. But they right. do that on purpose. So on one, they try to look as if they're educating and trying to help, but they're also part of the problem. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you have a women that have a mentality because they see it all. That's all they see. Two, you have men that encourage that okay. and enforce it, not by saying it's okay, but mm-hmm. by giving them a platform to talk that mess. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it's these same guys that be the ones having these type of chicks in the hotel, spoiling them mm-hmm. for them to think that way. So it's this cycle that keeps going around in our community that is promoted. But unfortunately, the people like people that talk about real relationships and how to do it, they never going to get that platform.
Yeah, because no one is clicking, because it's like you say, it's all clickbait and algorithms and whatever is, you know, whatever people are going to click on to watch, mm-hmm. you know, whatever's going on, which again, that's just the society that we live in. We live in a world of quick satisfaction, you know, TikTok and, mm-hmm. you know, 20 seconds of, you know, stupidity and that's just what it is.
And I think it's sad because, you know, we are so fixated on the social media mm-hmm. aspect, and we use our own people for popularity. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no other culture that promotes that garbage like that. Mm-hmm. They don't do it.
Yeah, we have to agree.
Now, every culture, of course, has their...
Yeah, they have negative something. Yes.
Yeah, you don't get me wrong. But unfortunately, we feed the monster mm-hmm. on the media by, you know, for example, you know, you know, just in the news, you know, what just happened with Diddy, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not talking about Diddy's situation, no. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that happened, everybody jumped on the bandwagon bashing the diddler and this and
right,
that.
Right.
And I'm not here to say whether right or wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But every time there's something negative in our community, we jump on it to capitalize on it. You know what I'm saying? We promote music that is negative. You know what I'm saying? We and then we do things in the culture. You know, let's be honest. Women love the drug dealers and the bad boys and stuff like that. Most baby, you know, they complain about baby fathers, but they hooked up with a guy that was unemployed or they hooked up with a dude. You know what I'm saying? And then guys, don't get me wrong. And I'm not here just to bash women. Guys as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying. They're just being reckless and having babies. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're trying, they're doing anything for money, for attention. They're thinking with the wrong head. So unfortunately, we have a society right now that the thing that represents us is the negative. Even though there's a shitload of people that are doing good, good relationships, good marriages, good jobs, all that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this is what society sees.
And it
escalates because somebody impressionable is sitting at a computer. And they get on this world of social media and they see all this and say, hey, that's how I should act. Those are my people. That's my culture. That's how I should act. And it's unfortunate.
It is. It is. It is very unfortunate. You know, again, like I say, back to this, you know, 50-50. And I am not, like I said, I'm not, I don't listen to it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, but if people are out there and women are out there and men, if they, you know, want to go 50-50 and that's, or they want to go 100-100, whatever it is, whatever you do, that's on you. You know, just don't go on social media and, you know, cry about it. Whatever you decide in your relationship, whatever works for you, works for you. Just don't go preach to other people and shoving down something down their throat that doesn't make any sense.
No, and you're correct, because at the end of the day, you know, whatever works for your relationship, you know what I'm saying? Every relationship is different on all levels, emotionally, financially, physically, it's all different. And you can't be upset how your dynamic in your relationship is. And you know, because if you go into a relationship with these ideas of how it should be, then you're going to fail. Because see, you're not factoring in the other person, their emotions, their feelings, their outlook. It's the merging of two people together. It's not, this is, I want X, Y, and Z. And then when you see somebody, give me X, Y, and Z. Now, it's great if you meet somebody that also is X, Y, and Z. But if you think that you're going to go into a relationship, it's going to be a healthy relationship, and it's going to be all about you and your views, then you're really not going to have a healthy, successful relationship. And it's sad that people do that. And you know, one thing I think we've learned is that our relationship is our relationship.
Yes.
And things we do on all levels is what we're comfortable with. Things that we are happy with and comfortable. Of course, there's compromise on both sides. That's relationship. But in general, if we decide we're going to do something that, and we say fine, then that's our relationship. We're not sitting here talking about it. And you shouldn't as well. Think about, well, what does this person think? What is society saying? What is social media saying? What's my family thinking? No. If you and your significant other decide to do something and it works for y'all,
then
run with it.
You stick to what works for you guys. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say. It only matters what you all, both of y'all, decide on and compromise on and whatever it is and you know, whatever works. You know, but like I say, if someone, if that's what they're looking for, someone comes in a relationship and they say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, you to pay 100%, 100%. My money's my money. And if the other person agrees to it, then hey, that's their decision. You know, now things don't work out or work, or if it works, again, that's their relationship, you know, but social media should not dictate what your relationship should be. It should not dictate what you think, you know, the other person should or should not provide.
And unfortunately, social media is the king of people telling you what to do and they don't practice it themselves. You know, I look at a lot of these gurus, right? These people that say they make money and stuff like that. And they make their money from you buying their products on how to make money in an area that they never even made money in.
I, you know,
everybody that knows us and knows me knows I'm big in the podcast. I have the other podcast, Black Moses is huge and stuff like that. And it's funny because these people were telling you how to make podcasts and make them make money from it, make them popular. And I look at their podcast and they don't even have the numbers or nothing, but their videos on how to do it could get hundreds of thousands and stuff like that. And they get paid from YouTube. They're getting paid from going speaking engagements, stuff like that, but they can't do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's the game now. And especially in relationships, people are telling you what their opinions about what successful relationship is. And most of them are not even in a relationship themselves. Relationship
at all. I mean, they're not. They failed at the relationship because obviously they, you know, they're giving advice. They're giving a one-sided advice that didn't work for them. But because again, their advice are what catchphrases, then people are, you know, clicking on it. Oh my God. You know, like what was it, Derek Jackson or gosh, I forgot the guy's name who was giving the relationship advice.
Something like that.
Yeah, where, you know, and all these ladies were like, oh, he's, you know, a great relationship guru. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I'll take all relationship from him. He's this awesome and giving all, and here's, you know, and here's his wife right here, you know, and him, you know, getting caught cheating on his wife multiple times over and over. And everyone's like, you know, praising this guy as, you know, the Messiah. And again, so again, you're just feeding into someone's ego and you really don't know what's going on, you know, and it's crazy, you know, and I think the wife or they're divorced now or some whatever it is, you know, it's just unfortunate that social media stuff is just so it has such a strong hold. And I think it's just keep feeding the monster and people are just, you know, glued to it.
Yeah. You know, I haven't met a so-called guru that's gone viral that is true to what he says.
Yeah.
You know, I'll point out some. I don't care. You know, like Dr. Umar. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Dr. Umar. You know, when are you going to build that school?
Everybody's asking that. You know what I'm saying? But like he preaches about the black woman and stuff. And it's rumored. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but apparently he has two kids. I've never seen him with a woman, but he's all about the black woman. Like Dr. Umar is a brother that I think would be like a polygamist. I think he should have three African wives.
I thought he was a polygamist, to be honest.
And I thought he had like three. And if he did, I would say, he's preaching.
I thought he was out there in the countryside with five, six of them wives.
You know what I'm saying? Building his nation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you have somebody, God bless his soul, but like, you know, Kevin Samuels, God bless his soul, he did pass away. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's telling everybody what they should do. These women ain't nothing, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, unfortunately, he passed away hooking up with some random chick in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you have all these people that are just so contrary to what they do compared to what they say. And the internet is so popular for that. And people jump on it, get these guys, you know, you got real estate guys talking about what to do with real estate people.
Yeah, they're talking about real estate and you don't even own a home.
They don't even own a home. They live in an apartment. You got people giving you dumb advice like, you know, some guy was talking about, oh, don't own a home, because at the end of the day, you own a home, you're stuck where you are. But I mean, people just give it really bad advice. And it's funny that people listen to it.
And you got the financial advisors too. Let's not forget all the fake investors out here, you know, telling people to go into Bitcoin. Now, I don't know why anyone would listen to it. Any one of those, you know, financial advisors, which makes absolutely no sense.
I know financial advisors that are sitting there every day on Facebook and Instagram giving advice about money.
Yep.
I literally know people like this. This is not me even coming up with it. I know people that live with roommates, broke as hell. No money.
But they're giving you advice
financial advice. There's so many of these Ponzi scheme companies, these insurance companies that they're selling insurance and life policies.
Yeah.
But they're not really selling anything. But they're giving you financial advice, but they're broke. Like literally, it fascinates me. And I look at Facebook and I see these people. And some people I know personally, maybe I lose a couple of friends right now. I don't care. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're giving financial advice. And I know, bruh, chick, you broke.
And it's crazy.
You're broke. It and how are you giving financial advice that you broke? You don't even got your own place.
Yeah, it is insane.
You room with somebody. You got people paying your bills. So it is absolutely that you got people giving relationship advice and they single living with their mama.
Yeah, or you're in your, you know, third or you know, failed marriage and going on.
You got,
you know, and on.
You got, you know, three baby mamas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you got three baby daddies. Advice. And you give advice about what it needs
what to be to be
in a good relationship.
In a good relationship.
And how you high value.
That's too much.
It is ridiculous. So with that said, our podcast moving forward is going to be talking about popular things that things happen in on the net in society today.
Yeah, like debunking the debunking lies
and things like that. Because at the end of the day, I think that's more important. Because you know, you can go online and look at advice and stuff like that, but we're going to give advice pending what's trending and what's happening right now, because that's very important. Because we want to de-educate. What I mean is we want to uneducate you from what the internet has taught you.
Yeah, since, you know, since the internet, people make the internet their Bible and kind of, you know, and glued and listen to every little thing they say. And so we would like to kind of come in and be like, okay, well, no, that's a lie, you know, and we're living proof of that. So kind of debunking all of these so-called truths,
you know. And at the end of the day,
experts
and relationship, and we're going to talk about all aspects of relationships and review them, because relationships are complicated. They're not simple, and when you're with somebody, you're growing. You know, we've been together 21 years and we've had our great times. Mm-hmm. We've had our bad times. Mm-hmm. We've been through things that most relationships probably won't even last. Mm-hmm. But we got through it because we have we have the basis of what a good relationship is, the ability for us to want to be together and work through things. She's my best friend. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about all that aspect. We're going to, you know, call out those gurus. We're going to call out those people that are telling straight lies. And also, we're going to highlight people that are telling the truth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And say, yo, that's good advice.
Let me give them some nice clicks. Because, again, people who tell the truth like us, and, you know, and everybody else out there that's actually telling you the truth and kind of guiding you in the right direction. So that way, you know, you can, you know, take some advice. We don't get a lot of shine because lies are more entertaining. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Lies are more entertaining and people want to talk about the lies and click the lies and stuff and like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, fortunately, we're very career oriented people. We have great careers ourselves. So we're not here to necessarily say we need to pay from YouTube or Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to have so many views for that. And you know what I'm saying? We're not even close.
We already know what we're talking about. Right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's like my Black Men's Mental Health. It's a top podcast in the world calling the feed spot. But, you know, I'm talking about real stuff. So people avoid me, you know. I've called out a lot of people and they just don't want to talk to me. They don't want to bring me on their podcast and talk. I'm the person that they avoid, and we're going to be those people in a relationship that people would avoid us. Like, we ain't going to call
them. We're not going to call them.
The divorce not an option people. Now we're not going to call them though, because we're embarrassed them, because see, they talk from a place they don't know. But we appreciate you for listening to us.
Thank you.
And like I said, we you know, we're people and we're going to talk and we're going to have a good time with this. But we're also going to try to help people out, because you know what? At the end of the day, you know, we wish we had advice of people that would come and help us out when we were going through ours. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we're going to be that guidance for a lot of people. So just stay tuned to Divorce Not an Option. Our website will be up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. DivorceNotAnOption.com. But it will be up pretty soon. Right now, I think it's like under construction, but it'll be up pretty soon. We're going to be doing video. So there's a lot happening with this. So we just wanted to do this podcast to reintroduce ourselves again. And we appreciate y'all, the people that have hit us up and said, hey, what's going on? And
stuff like that. So we're here. We just have so many projects that we're working on.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects that we're working on.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different things that we've been putting together that we've been involved with. But again, this is, our baby. So we want to make sure that we, that you guys are hearing our voices and kind of hearing our advice. And again, the goal is to kind of save, every relationship that we can.
Exactly.
I know it's a cliche, but it's the truth.
But also go to castabell.com. This podcast and everything else we do is on there. Mm-hmm. So
download the app,
download the network, the Culture Radio Network. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a lot with the Culture Radio Network as well. So just stay tuned for that. So until next time, people.